Out comes McDavid, charging down the ice. He's got a stick. He's in. Backhand. Score. A beauty.
One year, one and a half year here, get me more confidence. For sure, I'm stronger and faster, and I feel like I'm growing up for person and player a lot. Feels like I'm like ready to get the new step for the NHL.
Now McDavid across the drive, scores 100 points for Leon.
We could learn from what we went through, and everyone's pissed off about it. I think that's the best way to describe it. But there's a taste in everyone's mouth that's very, that no one likes. We need to find a way to not have that taste. And we've had it 4 out of 5 years here. So we know we need to be better.
Hello, happy Monday, February 22nd. Hope your week is off to a great start. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1216, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast. Remember, you can connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Coming up today, we'll just recap a great weekend for your Edmonton Oilers as they sweep the Calgary Flames and get set for a back-to-back versus the Vancouver Canucks that gets going tomorrow. We'll also hear Dave Tippett audio in the second segment. We'll get to who's sizzling, game cliches, and all that fun stuff. Today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. All right, guys, let's get right to it as the Edmonton Oilers coming off a 7-1 win over the Calgary Flames on Saturday night. Who saw that coming?
It's a rout. It's a blowout.
Damn straight. It was a rout. It was a blowout. The Edmonton Oilers came out firing. They were up 3-1 after the first period, and that would be all she wrote. 6-1 after 40. They would add one more in the third period to finish the game off at 7-1. Jacob Markstrom pulled in that game, and as Dave Rittich came in to spell him off, handing the Flames their third straight loss. Edmonton wins their third straight game for the third time this season, which is absolutely awesome. That's a three-game win streak for the third time this season. They sit with a record of 12-8, 24 points. They're second in the division. Connor McDavid continues to lead the league in scoring with 37 points. Connor McDavid coming off his second hat trick of the season. He put up 5 points. Nuge was really good as well, 3 points, and Koskinen made 43 saves for his 7th win of the season. And the Oilers are rolling, man. They are absolutely rolling. The game didn't come out with some casualties as Yamamoto left the game in the third. It looks like everything is good with him. He was back at practice today, so that's good news. But Slater Cuckoo out for the season with a broken collarbone. He was added to the LTIR today, so maybe you see him if the Oilers are a playoff team, but season is done for now. Regular season, that is. But we'll get all to the practice notes here in minutes. But Connor McDavid, man, we did the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast, and Dusty asked us in one word describe Connor McDavid, and I said ridiculous, and there was speechless, and there was unbelievable. Like, this guy is awesome. And it was funny that night because Auston Matthews had a hell of a night, and I'm not an Auston Matthews hater. I don't like the Leafs, but Auston Matthews, what he's doing is hella impressive as well. But Connor McDavid saw the 4 points, and boom, 5.9. You knew this game was coming. He had gone 6 straight games without a goal, and you knew this kind of effort was coming. Connor McDavid with just that second goal when he's not even looking at Markstrom, and kind of the soccer kick and gets by Hanifin, just absolutely amazing. Connor McDavid is just unreal.
He's hot. He is hot. Keep feeding that guy.
No doubt about it. Woo! That was fun. And the Oilers sweep the Calgary Flames. That's huge for them. Like, this is a team that in years past, you didn't see that a lot. You saw the Oilers win one, lose one, win two, lose two. But now they are absolutely rolling. You got to give credit to Darnell Nurse. Plus 2 games, 30 minutes plus, and outstanding. Like, he is an absolute horse. Him and Barry have become a legit top pairing for the Edmonton Oilers. And how about Larson and Chris Russell? Whew, they put in some solid work this weekend. They were fantastic in my eyes. Again, they are what they are as players, but when they're defensemen and they defended extremely well, they were physical, they blocked shots, they did it all. and the Oilers come out with back-to-back wins over the Calgary Flames and get set take on the Vancouver Canucks that gets going tomorrow. And then the Oilers are getting scoring from everywhere. Gaetan Haas with the winner on Friday night, secondary scoring. Everything's rolling for the Oilers. Everything. Absolutely everything. They're getting the goaltending. Their D's playing well. Up front, you're getting contributions from everyone. So if you're an Edmonton Oilers fan, you have to be very, very happy right now with the way the your team is playing. Looking at practice notes, already said Cuckoo out for the season. Theodore Lennstrom was recalled on Sunday in 7 games with the Bakersfield Condors. He has 3 points. He's not a young guy. He's a veteran guy they signed. So we'll see if he gets into any games here. Barron Lagesson were on the ice, but Dave Tippett did say that Lagesson is no go for tomorrow. They'll find out the status of Ethan Bear. He'll be assessed today, and they'll know more tomorrow if he can go. Bear was with Lagesson on the ice taking some reps, but Bear was also with Caleb Jones, and then also Bouchard was with Jones. So we'll see what the pairings are going to look like for tomorrow. If Lagesson can't go, it's probably going to be Caleb Jones into the lineup. You might see him play with Larson and put Russell with Bouchard just because you probably don't want two young guys playing. Or you just go with Bouchard and Jones, and then the top four, you know, they're going to be all close to that 20, and probably the top pairings are going to be close to that 30-minute mark. So we'll wait and see on that. Draisaitl day off today, maintenance day. He also had the day off. Well, obviously, they had the day off on Sunday, but Draisaitl off today as well, maintenance day, as well as James Neal and Kyle Turris not on the ice at practice. We'll see what happens there. But Draisaitl looks like it's just a maintenance day. Joachim Nygaard was in James Neal's spot. Like I said earlier, Yamamoto was at practice today looking good. So that's good news for the Edmonton Oilers. Oh, I mean, what else can you say? The Edmonton Oilers playing some great hockey right now, and you gotta be super, super excited to see what this team can do. Vancouver is not going to be an easy task. They never are. And they're not having quite the season that the Canucks were probably envisioned for themselves. But, you know, they're going to be game, and they're always tough against the Edmonton Oilers. And then on Saturday, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. That should be great. Leon and McDavid versus Marner and Matthews. I think that's going to be quite a media storm. Anyways, all right, guys. Coming up next, we'll get to Dave Tippett as he met with the Edmonton media today. And coming up in the third segment, we'll get to your news from around the NHL. Bizarre story coming out of New York involving Panarin, some injuries for your fantasy lineups, who's sizzling, who's fizzling, game cliches. I'll give you a nice little bet today that if you want to make some money, it's a little bit of a risk, but I'll give that to you as well. All right, guys, you're listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Back here on the Locked On Oilers podcast, I'm your host, Hernan Salas. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. Podcast is doing really well. Jumped up to 29 in the rankings out of 230, I think, iTunes NHL podcast. So I truly appreciate the support, guys. Keep those downloads coming. Keep subscribing. Leave me a review, good or bad. I'll read it. Let me know what would you like to see going forward on the show as well, but I truly appreciate the support. All right, let's get to Dave Tippett as he met with the media today, and let's kick it off. He was asked on the status of Ethan Bear and Willie Lagesson.
Lagesson's not ready. He won't play tomorrow night. Ethan Bear had a good day today, and he's going to check with the doctors today, and so we'll have a better idea in the morning where he's at.
For all the people that have been going on Twitter and asking for Caleb Jones, you're going to get him tomorrow because Cuckoo's out. Willie Lagesson is a no-go. Those are two left defensemen. Those are two left-handed defensemen. So Caleb Jones looks like he'll draw back in. And hopefully he can turn it around and start playing some good hockey here. The young man has the tools to do it. He's been struggling a bit. He hasn't played in a while. So we'll see what Caleb Jones can bring to the table. How about the pairing of Darnell Nurse and Tyson Barrie? Like, they've been outstanding. They're playing a ton of minutes. Darnell Nurse, over 30 minutes last 2 games. Barrie, also very close to that. I just can't see them getting separated, no matter who's back in the lineup. But here's the head coach on his top pairing.
Played really well together, you know, and both of them are, both of them as individuals have played really well here lately, but they've meshed pretty good. Nurse has just really played a strong all-round game, both sides of special teams. He doesn't get as much power play, but big time penalty killer for us. And Barry's really got comfortable in the role as on the power play, and the two of them together, they've meshed pretty well. And you know, they normally play with one of those top two lines that they help move the puck and help drive those lines. So both of them have been pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I remember a few weeks ago, and I'll include myself in this, we didn't know what we were getting in Tyson Berry. He wasn't looking very good, but obviously it took him a few games to get comfortable. Now he's rolling along with Nurse. They both sit second in defense scoring with 16 points, which is unbelievable. Just great stuff for these two guys. And they got to keep it going because the team's going to need them to even step it up a few notches here as we as the season rolls on. This North Division, it's been fun. A lot of goals. Yeah. it's a one-time thing. I know a lot of people want to see it continue on as once we get through this pandemic and all, but it's been fun. We got to enjoy it for now. But Dave Tippett was asked how important it is to be defensively structured in this North Division.
And you have, when you're playing against really good players, you better be able to defend pretty well. Otherwise, the game can get out of hand. So, you know, they go hand in hand. I think every team, you try to become a better team by driving both sides, offense and defense. You know, top players that drive offense, you know, that's a hard job, but they're expected to do it. And we've got some guys that have really done a good job at it. But that being said, we have to be a good defending team. If we're going to be a good team and a team that can be a playoff team, we've got to be a strong defending team.
Team hasn't proven that aspect, and you're seeing a lot of their big names as well playing well defensively. That's only going to make this Edmonton Oilers team more dangerous. I've been talking about this for years now. If you've heard me on the post-game shows on TSN 1260, I just wanted to see this team be more consistent, win more games in stretches, right? Go on a nice win streak. Last year, they won three straight games only twice in the season. They always won one, lost one, won two, lost two. But this year, it's been different. They've won three straight games three different times. And Dave Tippett was asked, how do you make this the norm?
Well, that's what everybody's striving for all the time. You're striving for consistency in what you're doing. And ultimately, to get that consistency, you've got to have a lot of players playing well throughout your lineup. And you know, we've had that the last little while here. There's nights when some players have played better than others or had more impact, but then there's other nights when, you know, there's other parts of our team that have been strengths of our team, so, and allowed us to win. So we want to be a consistently strong team, you know, on both sides of the puck. We know we have some offensive capabilities that have to be there every night, but we know for us to become the team that we want to be and become a playoff team, we have to be a good defending team. So you're always looking for that happy balance, and you need consistency on both sides of the puck if you're going to be a good team.
One last one here from the coach, Dave Tippett. What's the plan now that they have both goalies running well?
You know what? We're going to take it game by game here, because with the shortened schedule, you're going to need both guys. But it's, you know, if you look at the next couple weeks, isn't bad. But then we get into a stretch where it's a lot of games in a short amount of nights. So you got to make sure they both get enough practice, both get enough work out of game work. But then you got to make sure they're rested enough to play the games as well as they can. So that's a big advantage, having both guys back. And Mikko played really well the other night, so both guys playing well, and that's what we were hoping for, and hopefully we can keep going that way.
Well, guys, that was the head coach of the Edmonton Oilers, Dave Tippett, meeting with the Edmonton media today, and that leads into your question of the day. Who would you start tomorrow? Both goalies coming off really good performances, 43 saves for Mikko Koskinen on Saturday night. Mike Smith was equally good on Friday night as they went 2-1, tougher game, obviously, in that one. But who would you start tomorrow, Mike Smith or Mikko Koskinen? And let me know on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Oilers now 9-2 in their last 11 games, outscoring teams 37-17 in their 9 wins. They're getting offense from all lines, and their decor is all chipping in. So it's great to see the Edmonton Oilers rolling here 9-2 in their last 11 games. That includes the sweep over the Calgary Flames over the weekend. Once again, the question of the day, who would you start tomorrow? Mikko Koskinen is rested. He played really good on the start on Saturday. Or Mike Smith, who's 4-0 and has a .940 save percentage. That is your question of the day. And just another interesting little tidbit here. So if Bear is good to go, is he going to go Bear with, I mean, now you only have the two lefties. You have Chris Russell and Darnell Nurse. So Caleb Jones comes in, or do you play Bear with Bouchard and Bouchard moves over to the left? It's interesting. I mean, you can go Bear Jones, Maybe Larson plays with Jones, just so you have a young guy and a veteran, and Russell plays with Bear or Bouchard. Like, oh, it's such a tough question, right? You know, the top pairing staying the same. Russell and Larson have been excellent in the two games they've played since Willie Lagesson went down. So it's going to be interesting. What would you do? Yeah, that is a damn good question. Like, I would probably feel more comfortable with Jones if he's the one coming in with Larson. But if you were to ask me, I'd leave Jones out of the lineup right now, and I'd keep Bear with Bouchard. You play him limited minutes, kind of like Bouchard and Cuckoo were, and you roll those four guys with the heavy minutes. That's what I would do. Bear and Bouchard, and leave Jones out. I don't know if that's going to happen. We will find out tomorrow, but it's either going to be Bear or Bouchard, Jones. Two of those guys will play. And obviously, it would all work itself out if Bear's still not ready to go. But if he is ready to go, that's where it gets really interesting. What do you do what do you do with the second and third pairings? That's a fun discussion. Maybe we'll get into it more tomorrow. All right, guys, coming up next, we'll get to some news from around the NHL and much, much more. You're listening to the Locked On Oilers podcast with Hernan Salas. Built Bar is the best tasting protein bar ever. 18 amazing flavors, including 6 new ones like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and my personal favorite, carrot cake. Bars are low calorie, low sugar, high in protein, high fiber, and great for the keto diet. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code Locked On for 20% off at builtbar.com. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. The NHL is well underway, so don't sit on the sidelines anymore and get in on the action. Bet Online, your online sportsbook expert. Last segment here on the Locked On Oilers podcast. I'm Hernan Salas, chilling out with you on this Monday afternoon. If you want to talk, hit me up on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers. Let's get to the news from around the NHL. Bizarre story from New York, as the New York Rangers announced today that their player Artemi Panarin is stepping away from the team for an unspecified amount of time amid allegations in Russia of an assault in 2011 that both the player and the team deny here. Yeah, it's not getting pretty here for Artemi Panarin. This one says he denies any and all allegation in this fabricated story. This is clearly an intimidation tactic being used against him for being outspoken on recent political events. Artemi is obviously shaken and concerned and will take some time away from the team. The Rangers will fully support Artemi and will work with him to identify the source of these unfounded allegations. It's no secret Panarin has been outspoken critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. The story involves an assault and a female and all that. So, sticky situation for the New York Rangers, who are not having a great season either. And to add, they lose, if not their best player, one of their best players. They currently sit sixth in the East with 15 points, 4 points out of a playoff spot. So no Artemi Panarin going forward for the New York Rangers. Just a bizarre story. Let's get to some other news. Muzzin will be out for some time as he's got a broken bone in his face, and Toronto Maple Leafs tonight will be without, obviously, Muzzin. Hyman and Joel Thornton also. So, that's going to be interesting. And Sean Monahan will be a game time decision for the Calgary Flames as they're in Toronto to take on the Flames. And that's all I got for you around the NHL today. Slater Cuckoo lands on the LTIR with a broken collarbone. And that's all that's around the NHL today. Let's get to the schedule. It's a busy one. Calgary's in Toronto to take on the Leafs. Florida's home to the Dallas Stars, who return to action. Lightning and Canes meet in Carolina. The Sabres are on the road to take on the Islanders. St. Louis hosts the LA Kings. It's the Golden Knights and Avs from Colorado, and the Anaheim Ducks visit Arizona, and the San Jose Sharks welcome in the Minnesota Wild. So a busy schedule. Get those fantasy lineups all set up and ready to go. There's more than a handful of games on the NHL schedule tonight. I'm going to give you my the money line right now on betonline.ag. Make sure to check it out. Get your bets in there. Is the Flames, they've lost 3 straight. They're coming off an absolute embarrassing loss to the Oilers. 7-1. The Leafs are rolling. They've been rolling all season. They've won three straight. Something's got to give here. And I'm taking the Flames money line at +123. Put a hundy on that. You're getting $123 back. So for me, that's my bet of the day. And it's a little risky, but yeah, you want to make money. I think this is the way to go. So I'm taking the Flames at +123 tonight. Again, be responsible. Take it with a grain of salt. I'm a little more risky than most people. So yeah, I'm taking the Flames money line at +123. Hey, we got a birthday today.
Happy birthday! Woo!
Willie Lagesson, Wild Bill, who's become a pleasant surprise for the Edmonton Oilers this season, I must say. But the big guy, he turns 25 today. You heard Dave Tippett saying he's not ready to come back, but he should be back very soon, probably sometime this week, maybe the Thursday or Saturday game. But Willie Lagesson, a big happy birthday. All right, guys, let's get to who's sizzling. And, can I be any more obvious? It's got to be Connor freaking McDavid. 5 points on Saturday night, his second hat trick of the season. You know he was due to break out. And boy, did he ever. So Connor McDavid with 5 points on Saturday night is my who's sizzling, leads the league in scoring with 37 points. And this guy just never stops amazing you. And I don't think he will. We're very lucky to have Connor McDavid here in Edmonton. Who's fizzling? For the first time ever, no one is on the who's fizzling. After a 7-1 game and a sweep of the Calgary Flames, it's unfair for me to pick anyone. So no one gets the who's fizzling for the first time this season. And that just means your team is playing freaking awesome. So my who's fizzling? Absolutely no one after a sweep of the Flames, a 7-1 win. Oh, these guys are rolling. Game cliche. This one definitely came from the Edmonton room. My guy sent me this clip.
That was a lot of fun, obviously.
Yeah, no doubt. It was a lot of fun. Anytime you win 7-1 against your biggest rival, it is awesome. It is great. It is fantastic. And it's funny that on the post-game show, there's still a few fans that are not happy with the team. And I just truly don't understand it. Anyway, guys, this is going to wrap up this edition of the Locked On Oilers podcast. Oilers currently sit second in the division with a record of 12-8, 24 points. Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, your top two scorers in the NHL, 37 and 30 points respectively. Mike Smith, 4-0, sitting with a .940 save percentage. Mikko Koskinen bouncing back, only giving up one goal on Saturday. This team is rolling. You're getting great performances from your D-core. Adam Larson, Chris Russell have really stepped up. Darnell Nurse is playing on a whole new level. Tyson Barrie is the Tyson Barrie we saw in Colorado. You're getting secondary scoring. Everybody's engaged. Everybody's playing well. And the Edmonton Oilers get set to take on the Vancouver Canucks on Tuesday and Thursday on the road. And then they're back home as they welcome in the Toronto Maple Leafs on Saturday night. You know that one's going to be an absolute doozy of a game. So the Edmonton Oilers rolling high right now. You got to be impressed with them. We'll see what happens with Ethan Bear's status for tomorrow. We'll also see who's going to get the start in net. That is your question of the day. Who do you roll with tomorrow? I don't think there's a wrong answer. I'm just intrigued to see who you would pick. But Mikko Koskinen or Mike Smith, both guys have been really good as of late. I mean, Mike Smith's been good this whole season outside of that one game where he didn't have a lot of help. So you kind of give him a pass there. But it's been fun. I mean, this is, I don't want to say it's new territory because the Oilers were good last season too. They were a playoff team before the COVID stoppage, but this team's doing stuff we haven't seen in a while, winning multiple games in a row, getting contributions from everyone. And when I mean everyone. So in the PKs, trending upwards, the power play, it's still a little bit hit and miss, but they're still ranked in the top 15 of the league, so you can't really be too picky about that. But the Edmonton Oilers return to action tomorrow. We'll have a preview podcast for you. We'll see who I'll bring on to break down this game. But all right, guys, remember, I'm taking the Flames today. Moneyline +123. Remember, Muzzin, Hyman, and Thornton out. Sean Monahan's a game-time decision. You got a nice selection of games. Make sure you head to betonline.ag. All right, guys. This has been the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Monday, February 22nd. I am Hernan, the man talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. It's game day tomorrow. We'll chat then.